Moments of Melody, some words for today, and a song for your heart. I'd like to read you an article about some football players. Two Minnesota Viking football players were with a group of other snowmobilers who were caught in a heavy blizzard in the Rocky Mountains. Forced to abandon their vehicles, they were exposed to bitter cold and faced the possibility of death. They found wood to burn, but without paper or kindling, there was apparently no way to start a fire. One of the men had an idea: use their paper money. No one hesitated to part with it, and soon a warm blaze was started. A few hours later, the men were rescued. Many times it takes tragedy to make us see things for what they really are, just things. And then we can only wonder why we ever spent so much time chasing money and status and possessions. Jesus Christ asks, "What profit is there if you gain the whole world and lose eternal life? What can be compared with the value of eternal life?" That's Matthew 16:26.
Jesus, what a friend for sinners. Jesus, lover of my soul. Friends may fail me, foes assail me. He, my Savior, makes me whole. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Hallelujah, what a friend.
Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or have barns to store away their food, and yet they get along all right, for God feeds them. And you are far more valuable to Him than any birds. Look at the lilies. They don't toil and spin. Don't worry about food, what to eat and drink. Don't worry at all that God will provide it for you. All mankind scratches for its daily bread, but your Heavenly Father knows your needs. You should be well satisfied without money if you have enough food and clothing. People who long to be rich soon begin to do all kinds of wrong things to get money, things that hurt them and make them evil-minded and finally send them to hell itself. For the love of money is the first step toward all kinds of sin. Some people have even turned away from God because of their love for it, and as a result have pierced themselves with many sorrows. The attractions of this world and the delights of wealth and the search for success and the lure of nice things come in and crowd out God's message from their hearts. Let us strip off anything that slows us down or holds us back. Let us run with patience the particular race that God has set before us. Today's story about the football players was from the paper Have a Good Day. At the bottom of the page it says, "Have a good day and a nice forever." Jesus Christ asks, "What profit is there if you gain the whole world and lose eternal life? What can be compared with the value of eternal life?"